I'll tell you now, if the previous owners were here, we would have gone within 6 weeks of this season, definitely.
Why?
Because we couldn't work for them. There wasn't any harmony. We were being told what to do. That can't happen. And there just wasn't that same feeling. Then when we came to the club, we actually came because of the Bhatia family. That's why we came. And for 7 months, they're the people we dealt with, and it was great. Then suddenly it started to turn around, and the owners got involved, and then it become a lack of harmony, and we just knew that we weren't going to make the decisions we wanted to make, and you can't do that with Neil
Warnock. So
Warnock.
What did you do? What do you make of Briatore? I mean, how much do you want to tell us?
I don't know, because I don't know him. I never met him in my life, so I don't know. I just know that too many decisions we were trying to make were either being interfered with or blocked.
Can you give an example?
Well, mainly, I think mainly signings and transfers and people having their own opinions who should be signed. I mean, the only man who should decide that is the manager, with obviously my help, and our chief scout's a big help. But when other people say that, well, we don't want you to sign him, but we want you to sign somebody else, that's when it'll never work. And it hasn't been working, let's be honest. It hasn't been working for 4 or 5 years at QPR. So it's not going to work now. So we had already decided that we would resign if things didn't turn around. And out of the blue, maybe only about a week prior to it happening, there was just a talk about Tony Fernandes. That's all it was. And I thought, being a cynical man, I've heard all this before. But it moved so fast, it was incredible. And then I remember my first conversation with Tony. We'd lost to Bolton Wanderers 4-0. And I thought we'd be relegated by Christmas. And he came into the coach's room after the game, and he told us not to worry. He said, "We'll sort this out." And he said, "Who would you like to sign?" And I said, "Well, I don't know." I said, "You know," he said, "Go on, who would you like to sign?" I said, "Well," and as I was thinking, he said, "What about Scott Parker?" I said, "Well, you won't get Scott Parker." He says, "Why not?" I said, "Well, because he's too big." "No, he's not. We'll get Scott Parker. Let's go and sign Scott Parker." Now, we didn't get Scott Parker, but we had Scott Parker till 2 o'clock on the transfer deadline day. Scott rang Neil and said, "If Tottenham don't get this deal done by 2 o'clock today, then I'm coming to QPR." So that's how close it was.
Really?
Yeah, that's how close it was.
It must have been a fantastic feeling for the both of you. I mean, this change, how was it as a person to live through this?
It's fantastic. I remember being in the room. There was myself, Keith Curl. Neil was in and out doing the press. Tony had a few people with him. And this is how he was talking. He was talking about top players. He wasn't talking about, you know, average players or maybe lads who we've been used to signing where do a good job. He doesn't want just do a good job. He wants top players at this club. And it's made my job a little bit harder, actually, because now I've got to focus more abroad, certainly in Asia, because we're talking about maybe Japanese players, Korean players, who are great, great players. I've got we've got international scout, and he's going out there this Saturday to watch a big game out there. So we wouldn't have dreamed of that 8 weeks ago. We wouldn't be thinking about Asian players at all. We wouldn't be thinking about top foreign players. We wouldn't be thinking about top foreign players in this country at the moment. We wouldn't be in that league. And there's no doubt it's all down to Tony Fernandes. There's no doubt about that.